Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's D-Mac, Nick, and Tyler.
Oh, man, we are so lucky. Special guest, Nuggets President of Basketball Operations, Tim Conley. Hey, Tim, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. All right, Tim. We ask all sorts of quote-unquote experts to do this. Why don't we just ask you? Grade the Nuggets at the trade deadline. What would you give yourself?
If I asked you to grade your radio show, what would you give yourself?
A+, baby. Never better.
Yeah, never best, fire yourself, Tim.
Best show I've ever done.
We went into it with a handful of ideas and trying to certainly improve our team. And you still have to have a pretty strong line of things you wouldn't do at the trade deadline. There's a lot of emotional deal making, and we didn't want to be that team. So I think we were able to get a first round pick, which is invaluable in our league, both to adding a player potential used as a deal making mechanism. I think we improved our bench and our depth, especially given our injuries right now. That's probably especially impactful, and I think we're ready for the stretch run.
All right. How about this? And I don't want any specifics, because that wouldn't be fair to anybody, but was there a move that you were trying to do and it just didn't quite come together?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's,
okay.
That's every trade down, every draft. You know, you have these certain things you circle, everything goes right. Perhaps it's a fluctuation, but unfortunately, you need a willing partner, and you need a partner that has realistic expectations as to what that move would take on their end. So, for sure, we had countless conversations. Some looked like they were getting closer, some didn't, and then obviously we executed two trades.
Tim, I'm sure it's a little bit of a combination of both, but what was more important in this trade, gaining a first rounder or gaining more experience on the depth?
A combination, like you said, Tyler. Where we are right now, I think in kind of a team's career arc is there's going to be attrition. Unfortunately, you have a good team, whether it's any sport, you can't keep everybody, whether it's roles aren't enough for the guys, they've grown out of it, or financially you can't keep everybody. So we're trying to kind of balance both where we can add to our core group while also keeping an eye on a team that could hopefully, fingers crossed, be a team that can enjoy sustained success and continue to be a home court playoff team. So it's a balancing act, and it's certainly not exact science, but I thought looking back the last several days, I think we accomplished a lot of those goals.
Was there a deeper level on the financial benefits of this that maybe you could explain?
Sure. We have a lot of free agents, and we had more free agents 3 days ago. So when you look at your books, you're not able to keep all of them. We had some pretty good conversation prior to the season about extending some of these guys. Unfortunately, we couldn't come to an agreement. So certainly financials are important. Again, regardless of the sport, there's only so much money out there. There's only so many minutes on the court out there. So how do you balance those two and also know that we think we have a real shot at making a real run this year?
Tim, you guys just kind of recovered a draft pick for 2020. Is there a college prospect right now that you guys are eyeing that you think that would fit with what Coach Malone is doing right now with the team?
That's a great question, actually. When we were walking through our exercises, we pulled up our draft boards. We got fantastic scouts all throughout the country, all throughout the world. And we joked, if we end up with 21, there's 20 guys we like. Always one pick off. I think there's always value in the draft. It's just you have to get lucky. You have to be smart. And there has to be a role for that guy. We've scouted extensively. I'm actually leaving early tomorrow morning for a scouting trip. And hopefully, if that pick stays with us and it's not used in a different deal, we can add an additional piece and keep growing this thing.
Tim, what happened the other night? You guys went in a game with seven guys. It was one of the most unique and cool things I've ever seen. I was saying the other day that it just reminds me, and look, I'm not asking you to say anything, but it just gives me similar vibes to when we won the Super Bowl. We just had unicorn moments. Does this feel like a little bit of a magical season to some degree?
You know, that's a great question. It's funny. I've never won a championship, and I've told our guys that countless times. We talk about championship culture, but I don't want to be disingenuous and act as if I know what it takes. But after that, we have a locker room of guys that it's not always pretty. We've played down our competition quite often the last 2 years. But I do think there's something special about the DNA of our team, their resiliency, their toughness. I don't think it's accidental that our record in back-to-backs is there's no team that has matched that. I don't think it's accidental that you go play a game with seven healthy players on the road versus a very Utah team and somehow we figure out how to win. So I hope you're right. I do think this team has a pretty unique appreciation for what it takes to win when it matters.
Tim, we just watched the Houston Rockets defeat the Los Angeles Lakers by playing small ball. Do you feel as though that style of basketball is here to stay or is just kind of a short-term thing?
Well, Houston gives them a lot of credit. They make their own pass, and they have a very unique way to play. And James Harden's fantastic. Russ Westbrook's fantastic. He's a really bright coach. So I think they've kind of leaned into a way of and a blend of basketball they think that allows them a real chance. For us, we're a bit different. I also think we have a guy in the Nikola that is playing as anybody playing as well as anybody in the world right now. A lot of these bigs are more traditional. You know, the post up guys, you can't step away from the basket. Or if you step away from the basket, maybe you're not a good great rebounder. Or if you're not a great rebounder, you're not a great playmaker. We're still lucky because Nikola is able to play any brand of basketball. So I think, Houston, I think it's creative, and it'll be curious to see how that develops. But we're our team. We like our big guys, and he's pretty good and pretty creative.
Tim, we know you're friendly and have respect for Zach By, who prides himself on being a good basketball player.
That's a lie.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, Tim. Thank you, Tim.
Love that. Joking.
All right.
You're my man, Tim.
I just want to let you know, Zach, and you know Tyler, 6'8".
Tyler's played the ping pong tournament. He's on the huge fan.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. So I'm asking you, as president of basketball operations there with the Nuggets, got a couple of home games next week. Would you allow at halftime Zach against Tyler for 5 minutes of one-on-one to answer, to settle this little thing we have going?
That's a strong yes. I can't guarantee the main court, but I can guarantee at least the practice court.
Okay. All right.
Then you can have my tickets, my parking spot, bring a GoPro, we'll lace them both up, and I would love to see. Now, I didn't know what's Zach's game. I know he's a really knowledgeable basketball guy. Is he a shooter? Is he a playmaker? What's his game?
He's a very strong dunker, I'll tell you that
Tim,
much.
Let me ask you this. Could it possibly happen in front of significant Nuggets team, coaches, players, executives?
Yeah.
Is there a time that could happen where everybody could take a break and we could see this battle?
Yes. Bye-bye. Look, I've been trying to get rid of this dad bod by playing a lot of 3-on-3 basketball.
Okay.
Just tell me when you guys are free, and we'll set the halftime would be tough. I don't know if Mo would be pumped to watch you guys play at halftime.
Okay.
He's pretty intense and wired to the game, but you tell me when, and I'd love to see it.
I've never been so nervous and excited at the same time.
You know what actually would be better? Halftime would be great, but imagine this game being played in front of the Nuggets players, coaches,
The sweet spot might be right after our last guy works out, about 40 minutes on the clock. There's usually a 20-minute period where generally it's cheerleading crew.
There it is.
And I think that's the sweet spot.
Tim, I'm really kind of mad at you right now because I've been talking a big game and now I got to back it up.
All right.
You're
a heck of an athlete, and I feel pretty good. But Zach loves hoops, so I would imagine he's pretty good as well.
All right, well, we'll work it out behind the scenes, but you're at least open to it, right? Obviously.
Yes, you guys have my number.
This is incredible.
Thank you, Tim. And way to get an A-plus on the draft. That's exactly. The trade deadline.
You nailed it.
Yeah. Thanks, Tim. We'll talk to you later.
Appreciate it.
All right.
You heard it right there.
Dude.
Kevin,
wow.
Rick, put it on the books.
I got it saved.
Dude.
Sending it to Raj right now.
Okay.
Zach Bye, what's up?
I got to go change my underwear real quick.
This is The Drive on The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.